USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden back in Washington, D.C. after a busy day. The president touring a Pfizer plant in Michigan where he says everyone needs to continue to mask up.
But despite the progress, we're still in the teeth of a pandemic. New strains are emerging. In a few days, we'll cross 500,000 Americans will have died from COVID-19.
The president again making a big pitch for passage of his almost $2 trillion spending bill.
I'm grateful that the Senate and the House are moving quickly. And I'm prepared to hear their ideas on how to make the package better and make it cheaper. I'm open to that. But we have to make clear who is helped and who is hurt.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is confident a federal disaster declaration will be approved soon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
While millions were freezing, several used their trucks to warm their homes.
It's not an advertisement, just a story about a truck that might have saved lives in Texas. Millions were without power, and temps inside homes reached below freezing. That's when Randy Jones of Katy, Texas, near Houston, remembered his new Ford F-150 hybrid has a generator that can produce up to 7.2 kilowatts of power, according to Ford. The generator is powered by both the batteries and the engine, and the owner ran extension cords from the pickup to their kitchen to power a few lights, a toaster oven, and a space heater. According to several on a Ford forum, it saved the day, and the setup proved to be much quieter than the neighbor's traditional portable generator. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow gaining a single point to close at 31,494. The S&P dropping 7 to end the week at 3906. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
During her weekly press conference on Thursday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she aims to get the coronavirus relief bill passed in the House by the end of next week. The bill would then head to the Senate, and the sweeping measure covers nearly $2 trillion in more federal spending. Republican Senator from Pennsylvania Pat Toomey is no fan of the current bill.
Mr. Chairman, it disappoints me that the president's call for unity is starting to ring hollow. All five of the relief bills enacted to date were overwhelmingly bipartisan. There's a reason that this one is not, and it's because there's no rational economic justification for what's in it. This bill is not about COVID. It's not about an economic recovery. It's not about stimulus. It appears to be more about enacting a long-standing Democratic Party wish list. The focus of Congress should be working to return the economy to the pre-COVID strength we had, where we were at record low unemployment levels and there were more job openings than there were people looking for jobs. That's what we need to get back to. One of the things that we should...
The Biden administration is reviewing the situation in Afghanistan, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin calling it a thorough and thoughtful review during a briefing.
The bottom line is this. We are committed to a responsible and sustainable end to this war while preventing Afghanistan from becoming a safe haven for terrorist groups.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.